Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 56. You're listening to English as a Second Language podcast episode 56. I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development here in Los Angeles, California. Today's podcast is about making decisions about who you are going to hire for a job. Let's get started.
Last week, my administrative assistant gave notice that he was quitting in 2 weeks. It couldn't have come at a worse time. It was a busy time of year, but there was nothing I could do. Right away, we put a want ad in the classifieds and received several applications for the job. I called in 4 of them for interviews, and I had narrowed it down to 2 candidates. The first was Claudia Trujillo. From her resume, I knew that she had had 4 years of experience working at a telecommunications company. She looked promising, and when she arrived for the interview, she was dressed professionally and seemed personable. When I asked her about her experience, she answered my questions with confidence. She sounded like a hard worker and showed a lot of perseverance. The only drawbacks were that she was a little chatty and she also seemed a little disorganized. The second candidate was Alex Mayhew. Alex had more experience than Claudia, but in different capacities, and only had 1 year of experience as an administrative assistant. When I met Alex, he seemed a little rough around the edges. He was earnest and eager, but didn't have the air of someone who had worked in a corporate environment. Still, he seemed bright and easy to get along with. He did strike me as being a little shy, but I think that was because he was nervous. So, those are my 2 options. Now, which one should I hire? I need to give it some more thought.
Today we heard Lucy talking about hiring or filling a job position that is open in her company. She started by saying that her administrative assistant gave notice that he was quitting in 2 weeks. Administrative assistant is someone who works for the boss and helps the boss or the administrator do his or her job. Sometimes this person works like a secretary, typing letters and making phone calls. Sometimes they have more responsibility and do more than just answer the phone. Administrative assistants are very common in many companies and in many schools, and other parts of the government. The administrative assistant gave notice. To give notice means that you are telling your boss or your company that you are going to quit or leave your job. I gave notice last week at my work means I told them I was going to quit last week. Lucy said that this decision of her administrative assistant couldn't have happened at a worse time. This is an expression we use when something very bad has happened to us, and there are other negative or bad things that are happening to us at the same time. So, for example, you're driving in your car, and it begins to rain. And then, about 5 minutes later, you run out of gas. You have no more gasoline. Well, it couldn't have happened at a worse time. That is, something bad was already happening. Now something even worse has happened. Lucy said she was going to put in a want ad in the classifieds. A want ad is an advertisement or a notice that you put in usually a newspaper when you are looking for someone that you want to hire. These are sometimes called the help wanted ads, meaning you are looking for help. You are looking for someone for a job. The classifieds is a general term we use for advertising or notices that appear in the back of a newspaper. The want ads are one part of the classified ads, but there are also ads or advertisements for cars and houses and pets and even people. Personal ads are ads that you could put in a classified section of the newspaper, that section where you find all the small advertisements like this. A personal or a personal ad is one where you are seeking to find someone to love, I guess. Lucy said that she called in four of the people who applied for the job for an interview. To call in means that she contacted or called them and asked them if they could come in to her office. We use that expression to call in when you are asking someone from the outside to come in to your office or in to your business. For example, you can say, My boss called me in today to talk about some problem he was having. He called me into his office, is what we mean by that. Lucy said she had narrowed it down to two candidates. To narrow something down means to reduce the number of possibilities, to select just a small group. So, for example, if 10 people apply for my job that I am advertising, I will narrow it down to 3 people who I will then call in to interview or to talk to them. A person who is looking for a job and who is being considered for a job is called a job candidate. We use that term candidate also for a politician who wants the job of whatever political office he is running for or trying to obtain. So in the last United States presidential election, the two candidates, the main candidates, were George Bush and John Kerry. That's a candidate. The first person that Lucy called in, Claudia Trujillo, had a resume. A resume is a list of your education, your experience, your accomplishments. Usually it's one or two pages, but sometimes it can be very long if you have a lot of experience. In some areas, such as at the university, we call a resume by a special name, which is your curriculum vita, or simply your vita, V-I-T-A. It's a Latin word, curriculum vita, or CV. We use the initials CV. That's a professional resume. Lucy said that the person she was going to interview, Claudia, worked at a telecommunications company. A telecommunications company, as you probably know, is a company that is, for example, a telephone company, a company that deals with any sort of electronic communications. Lucy said that this candidate, Claudia, looked promising because she dressed professionally and seemed personable. Three very common adjectives we might use to describe someone who is looking for a job. First of all, we say someone is promising or looks promising. That means we think that person has a lot of possibilities, that person promises or we expect them to do very well at the job. To be dressed professionally means that you are dressed to go to a formal situation, to a formal office meeting, or some event or occasion that you need to. Usually for a man, wear a suit and a tie. For a woman, a suit or possibly a dress. This would be dressing professionally. Dressing professionally depends on where you are. In the United States, for example, in some cities, such as New York City, people are very formal and they dress up more professionally than they might in a smaller town, or even in some of the cities out in the western United States. If you live in, for example, Phoenix, Arizona, where it is extremely hot in the summertime, most people don't wear suits and ties when it's so hot. So it depends on where you are and what job you have, what dressing professionally actually means. Lucy said the candidate was personable. To be personable means to be kind, to be polite, to be nice, a nice person, in other words. The candidate that Lucy was interviewing spoke with confidence. To speak with confidence or answer questions with confidence means that you are sure of yourself, that you answer knowing that you know the correct answer. She was a hard worker. A hard worker is someone who, you can guess, works very hard or works a long time, makes sure that they get the job done. To work for a long time, even when it's difficult, requires perseverance. Lucy said this job candidate had perseverance. To persevere, that's the verb, means to continue on doing your work even though there are many great difficulties. So a runner in a marathon, for example, who's running 26 miles in a marathon, he has or she has great perseverance to continue when it becomes very difficult. I, for example, have no perseverance when it comes to running a marathon. The only drawbacks that Lucy found with this one candidate, Claudia, was that she was a little chatty and seemed a little disorganized. A drawback is a disadvantage, a negative thing about a person or a situation. For example, it's fun to go to the beach, but one of the drawbacks is that there are many people there during the summertime. So one of the disadvantages or negative things. To be chatty, C-H-A-T-T-Y, means to talk too much. Someone who is chatty is talking more than they should talk. To chat, of course, is another verb meaning to talk. And it's okay to say, I'm going to chat with my friend. On the internet, there are chat rooms, which aren't actually rooms, but places where different people can log on the chat room, enter the chat room, and talk to other people. But to be chatty is a negative expression meaning to talk too much. Disorganized is also a negative expression. If you are organized, you have all of your things in order. And if you are disorganized, of course, you don't have your things in order. Lucy also interviewed another candidate, Alex, and she said that he had different capacities. Capacities here means different abilities, different things that he could offer the company. He was, however, a little rough around the edges. When we say a person is a little rough around the edges or a thing is rough around the edges, to be rough means not to be smooth. But the expression rough around the edges means it's a person who has the potential, who has the possibility to do something, but they're not quite ready. They haven't got enough training or enough experience to do what they're trying to do. I am rough around the edges when it comes to doing podcasting, for example. Lucy said that Alex was earnest and eager. To be earnest means here to be honest, to be sincere, to be someone who you can trust. To be eager, E-A-G-E-R, to be eager means to be very motivated, to be willing to do something. I really want to do something. I'm eager. Lucy also said that Alex did not have the air of someone who worked in a corporate environment. Couple of expressions there. To have the air of means to give the impression, to appear. That person has the air of someone who is very intelligent, means he appears to be, he looks like someone who is very intelligent. A corporate environment means a company or a business that is very large, a corporation. An environment, of course, is a place where something happens. So corporate environment usually means that's a big company such as IBM or Apple or any major company. The candidate Lucy interviewed was bright and easy to get along with. To be bright means, as you probably know, to be intelligent, to be smart. Easy to get along with is how we would describe someone who's polite, who's personable, who is easy to talk to and doesn't cause a lot of problems. We all want someone who is easy to get along with. Lucy said that Alex did strike me as being a little shy. When we say, you strike me as, we mean you appear to me as, you seem to me as. For example, I see a very tall person, and I say, you strike me as being a basketball player because you're so tall. So when something strikes you, that means that it appears to you. In your opinion, that's what the situation is. He was a little shy. To be shy means it's sort of the opposite of chatty. To be shy means you don't talk enough, that you are afraid perhaps to raise your hand in class or to ask the boss a question. This is all part of being shy. Lucy said that she was going to review her options or her choices and that she needed to give it some more thought. To give something more thought or to give something thought means to think about it more, as you can probably guess. Well, that's all we have time for on today's ESL podcast. Remember to visit our website at www.eslpod.com. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.